In the council's consent agenda, they will consider an agreement with UDOT and Summit County to create a Highway 40 underpass planned for the summer.
The county's recreation grant funding came through with money both for the city and county. So the city would not be out of pocket any dollars that are currently collected from taxpayers. This is money that's collected through the recreation tax and is going to be allocated for that project.
In new business, they're looking at a master festival license for a parade and celebration honoring Park City's Olympic and Paralympic athletes. Foster said the date they're aiming for is Sunday, April 6th.
The Youth Sports Alliance is heading up this one, and they're working closely with city staff as well as the National Ability Center, the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association, the Winter Sports School. There are so many wonderful organizations in this town that support winter athletes. We've got well over 40 athletes in the Olympics and the Paralympics from this community. I mean, I think about up in Afton where they have the one wrestler that they name everything after, and we're crazy fortunate here.
Next, two different water projects are coming back to the council because of concerns from the state. The council will look at the stipulated compliance order between the city and the Division of Water Quality for a pollution discharge elimination plan. That's for the Judge and Spiro Tunnel water sources.
They hadn't specified any date as to how long we could temporarily discharge the Judge as we're building this pipeline to have it treated, and so they wanted to put some dates on those.
All right. I thought the council city had like 19 years to kind of get this all done.
We do. So this is more specific to in the interim process that we'd have a 30-day limitation on certain types of bypasses. So to be able to say, hey, while you're doing this, you can discharge into the stream for this amount of time. You know, we're not talking about any human health risks here. And in fact, we do have fish in these streams that are fine despite some heavy metals in the stream.
On another item, the council will consider approving an engineering firm contract to do an assessment of what are called well source alternatives.
The city had approved by the Department of Water Quality a UV treatment option, which gets rid of bacteria and other types of things. And that was approved by the Department of Environmental Quality at the state. And the state has come back and said, you know, I know we approved that, but we're not really sure we like it so much. So what we're doing is going out and looking to hire a CM2H Hill, an engineering firm, to look at what alternatives we would have for treatment, because they're looking at what they're concerned about. There is no threat to human health. What they're concerned about is bacteria coming down into the well, and they'd like some additional treatment options on this.
Finally, the council could vote an approval for its general plan. Staff is bringing it back with the tweaks requested by the city council last week, and one topic in particular, Foster said.
Land use document hierarchy, and that one is particularly, you know, council has been working really hard to, in particular, respond to the concerns of some of the Thames Canyon residents about the hierarchy of city land management code and HOAs. So city council is actually looking to add some language that stipulates on one page that the HOA CC&Rs may be more restrictive, and also include a section at the beginning of the neighborhood plans that say existing zoning should allow for multi-generational housing options that are compatible with the existing single-family built environment.
Park City Manager Diane Foster. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.